Everybody, I'm Cam Stewart, your fantasy sports news update. The Atlanta Falcons believe they will come to an agreement with star wideout Julio Jones on a long-term deal before training camp begins July 22nd. The Falcons reworked Julio's deal last season with the promise that the contract, which has 2 years and $20 million in total remaining, will be extended this year to make him the top guy in the wide receiver market. Cleveland wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr., $18 million a year, that leads the league, while Jones sits 12th right now with an annual mark of 14.25. The longtime Falcons wideout leading the league last year with 1,677 receiving yards. The Saints also say they're going to make Michael Thomas the highest paid receiver soon. More to come on that one, but it looks like both receivers in the same division are going to cash. The Oakland Raiders have signed first-round pick Cleveland Farrell to a rookie deal today. The fourth overall pick from Clemson started in 44 games for the Tigers, helping them win two national championships. Over his career, he totaled 166 tackles, including 50 for a loss, 27 sacks, and had 5 forced fumbles. Ex-Carolina Panthers running back and XFL star Rod Smart is missing. Police seeking help from the public to come forward if they have any information. Smart, better known as He Hate Me while in the XFL, is driving a silver Nissan Maxima with plate PRJ1759. He's missing from Indian Land, South Carolina. In NBA news, Kawhi Leonard, if he does return to his hometown of Los Angeles in free agency, he'll likely be due joining the Clippers, not the Lakers. This according to ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski. Leonard might not even take a meeting with the Lakers, this according to that report. As it stands now, the Lakers do have a max salary spot for player like Leonard after trading for Anthony Davis. The only way the team can add a max slot is if the New Orleans Pelicans agree to wait until July 30th to make the Davis deal official. Good luck. In addition, Leonard will not want to join a LeBron James-led super team. That's also many people believe. The Clippers believed to be prepping a pitch to Leonard, who was the finals MVP. The Claw becomes a free agent June 30th. Waj adding the Leonard's free agency is a fight between the Clippers and Raptors during the past regular season. It was also reported that the Clippers sent team employees to multiple games in Toronto to watch the Raptors play. San Antonio Kings forward Harrison Barnes declining his $25.1 million option for next year, becoming an unrestricted free agent, this according to ESPN. However, Barnes and the Kings open to exploring a new long-term deal. He averaged 14.3 points a game on 45.5% shooting from the floor, including 40.8% from distance in 28 games in Sacktown. Boston Celtics center Al Horford will become a free agent on June 30th after deciding not to pick up the $30.1 million contract option on his final year. Both sides showing interest in working out a new deal as well. Horford, now 33, averaging 13.6 points in 68 games this past season, while hitting 36% from behind the arc, his second best mark in his career. The Atlanta Hawks looking to package the 8th and 10th overall picks. They seem to be wanting to move up in this year's NBA draft. And the New York Knicks will host Vanderbilt's Darius Garland for a last-minute workout Wednesday as the team considers who to select with the number 3 overall pick in the upcoming NBA draft. R.J. Barrett of Duke is projected number 3, but the Knicks might go in a different direction. The 19-year-old Garland is projected to be drafted between picks 5 and 7. In the NHL, multiple teams fearing that the salary cap will be less than $82 million. The Vegas Golden Knights have the most cap space right now at $83.1 million. The draft this Friday. San Jose Sharks have traded defenseman Justin Braun to the Flyers for a second-round selection in this year's draft and a third-rounder in 2020. San Jose clearing $3.8 million off the books with the move after signing Erik Karlsson to a huge deal yesterday. The Tampa Bay Lightning have penned Braden Coburn to a 2-year contract with a yearly salary of $1.7 million. Coburn has spent the last 5 years with the Lightning and put up 23 points in 74 games last year, his highest total since joining the club. Let's hit the MLB board. Busy Tuesday right now. We got 15 games on the board, but two we're going to talk about right now. 7:05 Tampa Bay and the Yankees. Yankees minus 150, 10. Stanek versus Happen. Giancarlo Stanton returns to the Yankee lineup after being sidelined since April. We'll talk to George Kurtz about all these baseball stories. And Philadelphia and Washington Nats laying 60 cents, 9.5. Arrieta versus Corbin. This is a same pitching match. Last night's game postponed. And Bryce Harper makes his return to Washington tonight to meet his former team. Should be a jacked up atmosphere. College Baseball World Series on the go now. Louisville and Auburn. Cards up 4-1 on the Tigers. Bottom four. 7 o'clock tonight, we have Vanderbilt taking on Mississippi State in an SEC battle. Women's World Cup of Soccer, two games today. Italy versus Brazil, they're scoreless at the half. Jamaica and Australia, the Aussies, they're up 2-0 at halftime. And Barcelona looking into a possible re-signing of global soccer star Neymar. I'm Cam Stewart. Stay tuned for hour one of Red Heat and Rage Radio with Gabe Morenci. George Kurtz stops by. We also talk to big man on campus, MLB, NBA draft, NHL draft, and a whole lot more. So stick around, everybody. Red Heat and Rage Hour 1 coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, let's roll. Game time decisions, Red Heat Rage Radio, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I am Gabriel Morenci. It's the Twisted Tuesday edition of the program, the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, holding it down as the dog days of summer are upon us, yet we crushed the baseball board last night, 4-0. The cycle, 4-0 last night when it was all said and done. You never know. We've done very well with baseball, just picking our spots and sort of just, you know, chipping away at the baseball board. What's up, Cam?
Not much, Gabe. No, I was saying the same thing. It was good. We didn't force the issue last night. And even the Baltimore game, they only lost by one, didn't even decide to take them on the run line. We got to do what we got to do. We bet, you know, 4 to 5 games last night. We didn't play 12. You know, I've been known to bet the board before. And, you know, I've crushed it on the board before and absolutely got smoked. Lesson to gamblers early. It's Monday. We got a whole week. I don't know if you're dealing with Mr. Green or your bookie. So on Monday, you want to tread a little bit lightly, hopefully get plus units. Then we can attack a little bit more.
They got more than just the whole week, unless you know, you're...
Depends
you're
who you're
pinch.
Dealing with. Mr. Yeah. Man or electronics or you at the FanDuel book. You can go anytime, any day, watch the horses at night, play baseball.
Speaking of which, actually, I am speaking at a conference next week, Cam.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a big-time conference, big-time hall, and a big, big event. Some big-time big-time speakers. It's funny, too. They got my picture up on the – I was very, very surprised to see. Like, I was like, oh, look at this event. And I kept scrolling, looking at the speakers, and there I am. But, yeah, Dana White. White, one of the speakers. Andrea Kramer. David Stern. It's pretty much everyone. The head of the WNBA Players Association. The head of Amazon Sports. The head of Hulu Sports. The head of Barstool Sports. But I'm speaking on a panel with the president of FanDuel.
Nice.
And one of the head of gaming for the NHL camp. So, like, I'm on a panel with Adam Kaplan, vice president and head of digital content for the FanDuel group, as well as, I don't know the guy's name here. I see him, he's somewhere here. But basically the guy that is handling gambling for the NHL. And, you know, the NHL wants to be, like, the first. They've already got the FanDuel book at Devils games.
Yep. They're doing a great job.
Yeah, so they want to get, like, betting. So it's sort of like the fan better experience and everything. But long story short, I have a call at like 4:30 today, Cam. So I've got to take it for like 5 minutes or something. You and Kurtz can handle it.
For sure, buddy.
We have a chaotic show today. Big man on campus, Kurtz, conference calls, and everything else. Game time decision.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
I am Gabriel Morenci. He is the Major League Redhead. George Kurtz will join us in a second. It's the Tuesday edition of the program. We're countdown to the NBA draft is on NHL draft going down. Of course, NBA free agency. A lot of crazy rumors going on right now. The Kawhi Leonard watch continues. A Woj bomb
as they're called, was dropped earlier in the day, in which claims the Clippers are close to getting Kawhi Leonard right now. I could be wrong, but I think it's going to be a Woj scud, not a bomb, but those scud missiles. As the old Woj bombs, I mean, seems like he misses the target quite a bit. He might drop bombs a lot, but
yeah,
they don't seem to land. They don't seem to hit the target.
You got to put out a lot of reports there. Yeah, say you throw 10 reports, a couple of them hit. Yeah, it's the way it goes.
Yeah, but Woj Cam, this guy somehow is like,
tell them to do.
He's like untouchable, though. It's like, oh, Woj says this, Woj says that. Yeah, Wojnowski also said that Kevin Durant wasn't hurt for some reason or another. And I remember we spoke with Whale Capper about this, and Whale Capper even said, I have no idea why he's doing this or like whose luggage he's carrying with this. But, you know, all these sort of insiders, they're not really insiders. They're playing the games that the GMs and the owners of the teams want to play. So put it this way, and we'll bring Kurtz in a second. So did Kawhi Leonard tell Wojnowski anything?
Definitely
do you really
not.
Believe that? Okay,
definitely
so Kawhi Leonard didn't tell Woj anything. You think the Toronto Raptors have told Woj anything, the way Masai Ujiri goes about his business?
Nope.
So who's telling Woj that the Clippers are close? The Clippers. Now, if the Clippers really actually were close, they wouldn't be leaking it either. Kawhi Leonard would say, listen, don't tell anyone, chill out. You know what I mean? This has to be top secret. It's basically, it's the old game of, in my own personal opinion, Woj is pumping the tires of the Clippers for one reason or another. I don't know. Is Ballmer giving him stock in Microsoft? Is, you know, listen, you know, media people are nice to some people in the media, and they'll say things that they want said. Like Woj isn't like held accountable for the fact that he said that Kevin Durant is day to day. Like the next day after the injury, we had the doctor on, and he said Kevin Durant will be out until like mid-June. And he said it's a severe injury. He might be out for the rest of the year, but he'll be out till at least mid-June. Well, what happened? Kevin Durant was out until at least mid-June. He came back and he got hurt. But Wojnowski was on this big rampage like, oh, no, it's just a little calf issue and not on the Warriors. Because Woj basically echoed word for word what Steve Kerr said. And Steve Kerr was lying like a coach would lie during the playoffs. But for some reason, Woj went word for word with what Kerr had, which goes to show that, listen, basically he said what the Warriors wanted him to say. I could go on and on. There's instances of this. We'll see if I'm wrong, but I think it's freaking laughable that people actually think he's going to the Clippers right now. Kawhi Leonard likes winning. Ain't winning jack shit with the L.A. Clippers. Let's bring in George Kurtz right now. Kurtz! What's up, Kurtz?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. It's rainy Tuesday here in the Northeast.
Tuesday. Gorgeous here. Gorgeous. I'm sweating, Gabe. It's so hot. Earphones, you know how they get. Moist. It's boiling.
That's a little humid in New York, but at least it's not like dark and dreary.
It's monsooning here. It's fully raining here.
Where, Long Island? It's raining right now?
Oh, yeah, it's pouring.
That's what fascinates me about New York, that, like, I'll be sitting here, George, and it's not raining, and I'm watching a Yankee game, and it's freaking pouring. And I'm like, wow, the weather's different in the Bronx. Like, because, yeah, it's not raining right now. Like, in Manhattan, it's not raining. George says it's pouring in Long Island.
It is raining here. Yeah, it is. It's pouring here on Long Island. I know. Kind of like betting tonight, a little interesting because looking at the guys who cover the betting on Twitter, it looks like five games are in danger. It's a third of the slate tonight. You have to be very careful both betting and on my DFS slate.
Even more so with DFS. At least betting, you get your money back, right? If the game DFS.
Yeah, don't you hate
screwed.
That? If you do a parlay, you win one, the other games can't, and you lose both. I mean, it's like you don't lose, but it doesn't count. That drives me insane. I tend to avoid it.
It gets scary because Gabe and I were both on the Houston-Cincinnati game last night, so they have a delay, right? And you're thinking Castillo's pitching his ass off, and that rain delay, Gabe, it actually helped us because when Miley came back, Cincinnati got to him, and then, It's just one of those things. You hate when a game starts, George. We talk about this all the time. You'd rather it not start, be delayed, but you get three or four innings out of a guy, and then you come back, and usually he doesn't work too long much after that.
Usually for 45 minutes is the amount. If the rain delay lasts more than 45 minutes, they're changing the starter. You know, I think they think anything after that is, I guess, more of a risk of injury from being down so long. I mean, hell, we always go, I shouldn't say we always complain, but you always hear the announcers worry about when, not a delay, but if the offense went bananas on the top of the inning. You know, they had a 25-minute inning. How's the pitcher going to pitch in the bottom of that inning? Because he's been on the shelf for so long. So I get it. But I know it works out in the end where it's, you know, it's even. Sometimes you get lucky, sometimes you don't. But for me, I know I focus on when I got screwed because, oh, great. Yeah, I lost both bets were canceled now, but I was winning the one bet. Yeah, it always seems to work against me here. I know that's probably not true, just how we feel about it. But I know now I tend to avoid rain games.
Speaking of baseball, crossover into football, Daniel Jones, New York Giants, first-round draft pick, taken 6th overall, of course, in this year's past draft, was at the game on Monday night at Yankee Stadium. Jones's face was flashed on the video board, and he was booed pretty hard. I'm surprised there's not video of it, but there's various reports. Giants first-round pick Daniel Jones at Yankee Stadium shown on video board between innings. Received lukewarm reception, to say the least. Hashtag, they are saying boo. Someone else tweets, Lori Robinson, that's uncalled for. It doesn't make sense to me. If you thought that he should have been drafted later, that's Gettleman's fault. Yankee fans show poor form, classless, booing Daniel Jones. So, welcome to New York, Cam. You go to a baseball game. Kid hasn't taken a snap yet.
I know.
And he's getting booed. It's, like,
it's not his fault. Worry.
Yeah, but what I don't understand is the same people. You guys don't like Eli Manning either. So who the hell do you want?
Well, I think there's a combination of probably three things going on there. You've mentioned them. It probably is because they think they could have gotten him later with the second first-round pick. And they probably could have, but it has nothing to do with Jones. It certainly can't be because of Eli. Because, once again, the Giant fans generally don't want him there either. So it's not because of that. Maybe it's something to do with that. I think he's one of the few, if not the only first-rounder who hasn't signed his contract yet. You know, maybe I wonder if that's it. Even though that'll get worked out, these guys have no leverage anymore, so he has to sign. But I wonder if that's a part of it as well. Or maybe it's the fact, I don't know, maybe the whole bunch of, a whole lot of Jet fans in the Yankee Stadium. Who the hell knows? But generally, the way it works here, guys, is if you're a Yankee fan, then you're a Giant fan and a Ranger fan. And then if you're a Jet fan, it's Islanders and Mets. That's not everybody, obviously. But generally, that's how it works out.
So do you,
and the Islanders game. George is right off the board.
Well, he's a Long Island guy.
My father was only a baseball fan. Yeah, my father was only a baseball. He wasn't football, basketball, or hockey. He didn't care. So growing up on Long Island back in the 70s and 80s, that made the Islanders easy. And as for the Cowboys, I've explained that a number of times. My father did not like football, and the Giants and Jets sucked in the 70s, late 70s, man. They were just bad. Who wanted to watch them all the time? The worst Sundays ever, when you'd get like a Giants-Cardinal game at 4 o'clock and a Jets-Indianapolis game at 1 o'clock, or Baltimore game back then.
Who
you wanted to just
the...
hang yourself with bad football.
The Baltimore Colts. Who's the quarterback?
Bart Starr.
Jones?
Bart Jones, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the more modern. Like, yeah, yeah, Bart Starr, I know. I remember like him doing like... What's that, Cam? What was that? What was that soap? There used to be commercials for all the time. The Irish one.
Irish Spring.
Irish Springs. The Irish Spring.
Yeah, great soap. Great soap. I still use it.
I use that
so
soap.
Wrong. Oh yeah, Coast. The Eye Opener. Two great soaps.
Irish Springs. Yeah, they don't have money to advertise anything.
No. People are buying body wash.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
All right, Game Time Decisions, Ready and Trades Radio continues. Talking about Daniel Jones being booed at the Yankees game last night. I see that Pat Shurmur, the head coach of the New York Giants, was booed also at Yankee Stadium earlier this year, despite the fact, Cam, that it was his birthday. They said, we want to welcome New York Giant head coach Pat Shurmur. Happy birthday, coach. And people.
Hey, Morenci, what was your line? It's a cold world, man. Hey, start delivering.
Listen, I'll tell you. I've been to Jet games. I've been to Giant games. I've been around. I've been in the jungle long enough to get a feel for both fans. And it's not even close. Like, Giant fan is far more psychotic, George. Like, Giant fan, like, thinks that they should win still, right? Like, they're actually, like, angry. Like, that's, and I actually respect them. They don't accept this, well, you kind of suck now. Like, they're not into it, Cam. Like, they're, you know what I mean? And, like I said, like, I was in the parking lot before the Giant-Eagle game, and Giant fans were already angry before they went in. Like, they were smashing bottles and started yelling at each other, and it sort of had, like, a, yeah, this could get violent type of thing. Jet fans sort of accept that they suck. Like, Jet fans, George, have, like, a built-in, oh, God, we're terrible. Sort of like Met fans, you know what I mean? Like, Met fans aren't cocky, George. You find that? Like, Met and Jet fans aren't really cocky. Like, Giant and Yankee fans, you guys are the cocky ones, or at least you should say Yankee fans and Giant fans.
Well, how can a Jet fan be cocky? All right, it's been what, 40 years? All right, yeah. I guess even the Mets, I mean, how can you be cocky? Yeah, you made the World Series a few years ago. You haven't won in, 86, 33 years, right? Yankee fans, of course. I mean, listen, if you're a Yankee fan, you don't even, under 30, 35 maybe, you don't even know what losing is. You think about it. Yankees been winning since 95, 94, if you count the strike
what's
year.
What's the Yankees' last World Series championship?
But they're in the playoffs every year.
I don't know, just every answer the year. Question, sir. When's the last?
10 years.
All right.
This would be the first. If the Yankees don't win the World Series this year, or even if you want to say make the World Series, this would be the first decade I don't know if they made it in the 60s, but it's at least the 60s. 70s, they won twice. 80s, they went and got a loss of the Dodgers in 81. 90s and 2000, obviously, they had a lot of success.
Yeah, the 60s,
so it'd be at least
when
the 60s.
The 60s is when sort of reality caught up, right? Mid-60s, yes. More teams came into the league, and the greats of the 50s retired, right? For the most, you know what I mean? Like, I don't, like,
no,
I don't.
You're absolutely right. Know.
Like, when did the Yankees win in, like, in the late 60s? No, right?
It would have to be the early 60s if they did. Obviously, that's before my time, but it would have to be the early 60s when really be the end of Mickey Mantle, you know, Whitey Ford and those guys. Joe D was gone by then. And the Yankees were bad for a while, actually, until Steinbrenner bought them. Yeah, I think it was in
72. And they were bad with Steinbrenner, too, though, for a while, right? I mean, in the 70s, they were bad. And then they got good with the Reggie stuff, the Reggie era. I was a Dodger fan, so I remember watching that stuff when I was a kid with the Yankees winning. Let's see. So, yeah, 77, 78. So
they lost in 76. Maybe 3 years in a row.
Hey, you know what? I swear, I'm not just saying this. I was going to say, I think the Yankees won in 62, 63 type thing. They did. So they had that carryover of the great 50s teams. 1961, 1962. And, of course, you had the Mazeroski in 60. So you had that era.
Crazy.
George.
So what decade then was the last decade they haven't made a World Series?
Yeah, because you know what the long gap was? It was that long gap where 1962 until
76.
The Bronx Zoo area. Yeah, until the Bronx Zoo era, 1977, Billy Martin and then Bob Lemon. So that's quite a little window right there. And then there's been that little gap, right now. All right, guys. So I've got to make the call. Normally I would have said, no, I can't do this, like, obviously, but I actually made them, Cam, you like this, like, rearrange a conference call, and I found out the poor guys are in England.
Oh, 5-hour difference.
Yeah, and he's like, all right, I'm actually in England, Mr. Morenci. I'm like, all right. But
what time is it there? 9:30.
It is related to the network. It's not a personal call. It's it's a network thing I got to set up. So I'll be back. They told me it's going to be like 5 minutes type thing, 5-10 minutes. So
okay, sounds good. Me and Kurt's talk on the weekend, so it's all good. You got to tell me more details when you give them to me there, Gabe. But, George, I was looking at the Twitter, and now with the rain that you were talking about, breaking news with Stanton tonight, and you're kind of thinking, you know, hey, wait, why don't we wait one day? You don't want anything to happen with the slick field, eh, buddy? That could be that's not good news. You thought they were going to wait another day when the conditions might be a little bit better.
Well, I didn't think they would wait another day. They had announced it all for at least a week now. He was coming back on Tuesday. They sent Topman out last night. It wasn't like this rain is a surprise, all right? We all knew it was going to rain today. I'm surprised with Stanton. He's going to play left field, not DH. If he was going to play DH, Cam, I don't have an issue. Yeah, but he's going to play left field. He has no choice. They have Edwin and Encarnacion now. I'm surprised you didn't wait a day, you know, to activate him. All you need him to do is slip in the outfield, pull a calf muscle, something like that, and you'll see him in 2022. I mean, I just find it strange that they would want him to play, assuming they do play tonight, which, by the way, is no guarantee. I wasn't joking about that rain. The Bronx is an hour away from me, but it's monsooning here. So maybe they play, maybe they don't. Everyone was bitching, well, was it last Monday or Tuesday when the Yankees canceled the game late? The fans had to drive out there, then they canceled the game. So maybe they still cancel the game here. But I'm surprised they didn't wait a day for Stanton. But he's batting fifth in the lineup right now, assuming they play.
I got to believe, too, George, I know we talked about him before when we were doing our weekend show, noon to three on Saturdays and Sundays. But Clint Frazier, we talk about him. Obviously, it looks like this could be the end of the line there. Despite being a pretty good player, some gaffes in the outfield. And I got to believe, George, when we really break this stuff down, we talked about Marcus Stroman from, you know, the New York area. I got to believe the Jays have traded with the Yankees. We talked about, you brought up Hap last time we talked about, they traded within the division. I got to believe that Clint Frazier might be part of a package if the Jays and Yankees are talking, Stroman with Frazier and a couple other prospects to Toronto, because I don't think Stroman's going to be around, and I think he would be the piece of the puzzle that the Jays would want in any type of deal, and solid prospects.
Well, the Jays won't get much more than Frazier for him. Stroman's just not good enough. He's not that guy. Yankees view Frazier as a starting outfielder, which he is. I don't want to say he got screwed, but his OPS over 800. He was having a very good season, you know, and to lose his job because of a numbers game. That's why he lost his job, numbers game. And you can make an argument that he'd be better for the Yankees than Gardner. Cameron Maybe, by the way, can make the same argument, and he's going to lose his job when Judge comes back later this week. It's funny how, 6 weeks ago, everyone's crying, all the Yankees, all these injuries, they don't have anybody, and now it's the exact opposite. They're going to have to give away players because you can't keep everybody on the roster here. You know, Frazier got sent down, Maben more than likely going to be sent down. There's always a chance the Yankees decide not to keep 13 pitchers, which is an extreme amount here, and then keep Maben. But then you got Gardner and Maben as extra players. Maybe it would just be a pinch runner. That's it. He's not going to play very often. And like I said, you could make the argument that Maben and or Frazier should both be kept over Gardner. And I think if Gardner was a right-handed batter, I'd probably agree with you. You know, just the fact that Gardner's left-handed and the Yankees are now extremely right-handed. They were extremely right-handed coming into the season. Yeah. And now you add in Encarnacion. They're all right-handed. That's all they do. But I think Frazier is the headline piece. It would not shock me if he's played his last game with the Yankees, Cam. But I don't think, as far as the Jays are concerned, I mean, yeah, it could be Frazier and a couple of low-level nobodies.
That's what I'm saying. You're not going to get like a total ace, but a couple other guys. Like, it's basically the Jays are in a situation where, you know what I mean, they'll take anybody, like just throw in a couple prospects and maybe something works out. As you saw the game last night, George, they picked up Law from San Francisco in a deal, and then they put Edwin Jackson, gave up 7 runs in like literally, I think it was a third of an inning, 2 back-to-back bombs, 7 runs, like, even said, like, I'm horse shit. This is it. Like, it's embarrassing. Like, I cheer for a guy, but he's not a major league pitcher. Like, the Jays need to do anything. Their team is an absolute train wreck right now. The Angels were up 7-0 in that game. They had the Raptors parade there, and the place was still a mausoleum. There's nobody going to games, even with Vladimir Guerrero Jr. That sheen is kind of like, you know, it's kind of rubbed off. It's just, it's an embarrassment. It's not even competitive. It's like basically Baltimore and the Jays in the toilet bowl there, George. It's gotten real bad.
Yeah, you and I have talked about this multiple times, Cam. I don't think the Jays care. I don't think half a dozen teams care about losing. That's the way they believe you have to do in today's game. And the Jays aren't stupid. They know Edwin Jackson's not a starting pitcher in Major League Baseball anymore, but they don't care about losing. Yes, the fans have to eat it for a couple of years. Might be 2 or 3 years. But that's the way everyone does it in today's game. It's what Houston did. It's what the Cubs did. Got to eat it for a couple of years, get those draft picks, and build back up. You know, you know my philosophy. I think they should change the drafting system in baseball to stop this.
I do, too.
Dude, it's annoying.
I do, too. I don't agree with Boris all the time, but he brought up some really good points. You shouldn't be rewarded to be at the bottom because it's just going to entice teams to be shit and not try. There has to be a certain level or basis, a minimum that you hit, or even what was your idea was pretty good too, George. I know. I think you should be, you know, negotiating some stuff because it's a gong show right now, and it's embarrassing because teams are just going to. It's the only sport where you could be done like a month or two into the season. Like that's the problem. Baseball's a long, long grind there, George. And there's teams already. You're 30 games back. It's like, okay, party's over next year. And it's usually the same thing the year after, right?
It's not good for the game, Cam. I mean,
no,
I'm
not.
A Yankee fan.
It's
good
awful.
For me, but
it's awful.
The Yankees, yeah. They won so much because every team in the American League sucks. There's 5 or 6 good teams, and everybody else is terrible. So, yes, the Yankees are still going to be better than all those teams. So, yeah, it's good for me, but we'd like to see. You know, we'd like to see more competitive games, but teams aren't trying. And I don't think they will. Until the system has changed, there's no incentive to be decent. You're either good or you're terrible. That's all teams care about. Either you're good or you're terrible.
Yeah, there's no middle ground anymore. Hey, George, we're going to take a quick little break here on Red Heat and Rage. Hope Morenci's conference call is going well. We'll talk about the Carlson deal. Lots of minor deals, too, in the NHL. We got the draft and a whole lot of other things. More baseball. Get George's picks for the night on Red Heat and Rage. We'll be back after a short break, everybody.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're serious about fantasy football? It's never too early to start prepping for 2019. Roto Experts has you covered with the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, including the best math-based seasonal projections and rank anywhere on the internet. Davis Matic and the Roto Experts provide dynasty season-long betting and best ball NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. That's 10% off with the promo code FNTSY, the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com. Here with George Kurtz here talking a little baseball too, George. And what else is new? Manny Machado in the spotlight there with the umpires. The organization calls the suspension a disgrace, but they better settle down. The umpires have instigated a lot this year. They like to pick fights. It's not just Machado. Hey, buddy?
Yeah, I tweeted this out earlier. I mean, you look at the argument. I mean, the umpire said that Machado blatantly bumped him. I don't know if I could see any kind of bump there. He got close.
They got a good case. They got a good case.
Yeah. Oh, no, I think he deserves the one-game suspension. His throwing the bat alone gets you a suspension.
But to call it an embarrassment, they better put the brakes on, umps. Put the brakes on.
You can't tweet out stuff like that. You just can't tweet out stuff like that because that makes you look bad. You know, umpires have all sorts of issues. Once again, robot ump solves this problem. None of this happens. Machado doesn't get suspended. Oh, he doesn't even get struck out, by the way. The pitch was outside the zone. All right? The umpire made a mistake. You know, so I'm a big proponent of robot umps here. But like I said, Machado deserves his one-game suspension, but I didn't see a bump there. I didn't. And if it is, it's a slight bump, no big deal. You know, that's the kind of thing. You know, I should go, hey, you're getting close, which it looks like he does say that. But there, to go off, I don't think so. The bat, there is no one anywhere near where he threw the bat. Is it childlike? Of course. That's hence the one-game suspension. Has Machado done this before? Absolutely. I have no problem with the one-game suspension. But the umpire is going off here, especially when they're not held accountable for anything. At least not that we know of, right? Nothing ever happens to these guys. Angel Hernandez is a crew chief for crying out loud.
I know. You know, he
a complete joke.
It is a joke. They have some... It's the same old guys, too, like C.B. Buckner. They talked Joe Maddon. His strike zone was equally offensive. Angel Hernandez, the king of the balk, picking fights with the guys. That's the thing, George. It's like you shouldn't be knowing these guys, but it's kind of like a play. Like we know or a movie. We know every movie they're in, they're starring in, and they shouldn't be the stars of the show. The players are. But also today, the MLB and MLBPA holding meetings to discuss the labor negotiations. They want to get on top of things pretty early, it seems like, George, right?
They do, and I think Major League Baseball will work it out. I'm much more worried about football because those two guys just hate each other, Dave Morris, Smith,
that's
and
a good
Goodell.
Point.
But I think they'll work it out in baseball. They have some problems. I mean, baseball wants to speed up play, you know, and the Players Association really doesn't want to. So I think they'll have to work stuff like that out. But I think the economics. I mean, everyone's making too much money. I mean, that's really where you follow the money, right? Players are making money, owners are making money, everyone's making money. And they're making big money, so I think they'll work that out eventually. I don't expect a play stoppage in baseball.
The All-Star voting too. It doesn't look when you have guys with what $640 million combined. One of them is 10th in voting. Bryce Harper and Machado, who we're talking about, he's like sixth. Doesn't bode too well, George, for two of the biggest contracts over the summer, and not even in the All-Star voting right now.
Oh, I don't care about All-Star voting. I couldn't care less. It's a talk.
Come on, George.
The game, I mean, who cares? The players don't care. Half the players are leaving after they're done, right? Oh, the fourth thing they're taking out of the game, they're on the next flight out of there. They don't care about the game. This is not like in the 70s where, listen, if the All-Star game was important, shouldn't Mike Trout be batting in the ninth inning? I mean, think about it. Should we see Mike Trout win a game? Instead, he's gone by the third, fourth inning. He got his two at-bats. He's done. You know, because everybody has to play. And if it's an All-Star game, then why does every team have to be represented? I hate to tell you this, not every team has an All-Star. Okay? Name me the All-Star on the Miami Marlins. Right? I mean, it's a joke. But yeah, they'll have somebody
there. That's a good question. I was actually thinking there's nobody.
Right, name
used
one.
To have All-Star, George, but they're all gone.
Can you seriously name somebody who deserves to go? Not knocking Miami. There's five other teams.
I'll name one on the Royals, though. Whit Merrifield. He's an All-Star.
Merrifield deserves to go. You can make an argument for Mondesi, too, on KC. But there'll be three, four, five teams. You'd be like, oh, man, it's a shame this guy's going over somebody else who deserves to be there. You know, and it's like I said, I have all sorts of problems with the All-Star game. Don't get me wrong. It'll be the only thing on that night, that Tuesday night in July. And last year it was great. I was able to go to Las Vegas, so I didn't have to worry about watching the game. But this year I'll be home. There's nothing else going on. No hockey, no basketball, football, no nothing. So I'll watch the game. Hopefully I'll be a ref. I don't have to worry about it. But I won't care. It doesn't bother me if the American League wins, National League wins. I'm glad the game doesn't mean anything anymore. That was just idiotic, mainly for the reasons I just mentioned. Best players aren't deciding it anyway, and teams that don't have All-Stars still have somebody there, that sort of thing. So I'm glad it's back to being the, what do you want to call it, the Midsummer Classic. But like I said, I couldn't care less if a guy gets voted. And that's another thing, by the way. When the game meant something, well, then the fans can't vote.
Yeah,
because
right,
we see it a joke all the time, especially whenever the home. I don't know where they're playing this year, but that team all of a sudden, three home players are going who don't deserve to be there. It's like, oh God, give me a break.
But I'll tell you, George, it's funny though. During those times, you know what they have it? It's called bookie vacation. It's the only time of the sporting year where, like, other than it's like the home run derby day, there's like no sports on. You know what I mean? Like, there's absolutely nothing. Like, that's when the bookies take
it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Every single year, like, you talk to your bookie, I'm going away for the 3 or 4 days. That's the only time where they have, like, it's not a full baseball slate, everything. That's like bookie vacation getaway. They get away for those days, party it up, and then back down to business. Because those are, for sports fans, probably the worst days. Like, you're going through withdrawal. Baseball, dog days of summer are hard enough. That week, pretty ugly. We're begging for something.
Well, I mentioned I went to Vegas last year. I went to Vegas with RotoWire guys. There's a reason everybody from RotoWire went that week. It's because, there's nothing to do. I mean, in fantasy world, we're done now, right? There's not much. There's no updates. Everyone's on vacation, so you're not hearing any injury updates. You're not hearing anything. So there's just nothing to do. So that's why I went there. One thing that bothered me, I would do it a little differently if I'm baseball. I know why they don't, but what I would do is they always have the AAA All-Star game on the Sunday before, but there's Major League games. I'd like to really pay attention to a AAA All-Star game, but I'm not going to watch it over a Major League game, which I probably have money on, or something like that. I'm probably not going to do that. So why don't you have that game on Monday? Even Monday afternoon I could live with. But have it on Monday. Home Run Derby Tuesday, All-Star Game Wednesday, and they're off Thursday. The reason they don't do that is I'm sure there's something in the CBA that says the players, even the All-Star players, still have to have 2 days off, Wednesday and Thursday. And this is also why, by the way, those players take off as soon as they're out on the out of the All-Star game because they're trying to make their flights and get 2 free days. You have Wednesday and Thursday off, show back up Friday. So I get that. But I always found it weird that the AAA All-Star game, which is could be, you know, top prospects, a lot of fun to watch, but it's on usually at 4 o'clock in the stadium where the All-Star game is. But there are, you know, half a dozen Major League games that are on at the same time, not watching it.
Yeah, that's stupid. Do you get into the college? You don't get into the College Baseball World Series that's on right now. Hey, George, you can bet on that, too.
You can bet on anything. I mean, but no. I don't get. And I always get bothered with the College World Series, you know, because I do watch it a little bit. And it's baseball. I still watch in the afternoon, nothing on. Hey, you're watching baseball. But the pinging, you know, the aluminum bats, that just bothers me.
I hate the aluminum. Yeah, they're smoked. Yeah, that's another thing. Like, college, why haven't you changed? It's kind of like we talk about with the designated hitter. Like, in golf, if it's like a junior circuit, they don't use a different type of ball or a club or anything like that. It makes absolutely no sense. If you're going up to the major leagues, you should use wood. Why are you still using aluminum?
There's a reason why. It's an obvious reason. You know, and you're 100% correct. They should be using wood because if you're getting these players ready for Major League Baseball, then it makes no sense to use an aluminum bat. But the reason why is fairly simple. And it has lots of dollar signs with it. You know, one aluminum bat could last the season. You're going to break, for sure. You know, Lord knows how many bats.
True.
So they don't want to pay the money. That's why. Even though they make money hand over fist on all these kids, not like they're paying them. So the argument is really kind of silly, but that's why. It's money, 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 money.
Yeah. And with gambling, it's getting a lot more popular. Hey, George, what do you think about the Sharks? We didn't get to talk when the deal went down. I know other teams, you know, we talked about Carlson to Montreal, close to the wife. Ottawa was going to be back in the mix to get him back. I like Carlson. I think he's a good player, but that 11-year deal, I think that's a little bit steep. I guess San Jose was thinking somebody else was going to do it, and they pulled the trigger. In my opinion, it's a little bit too much. Good player. I think that contract's stupid. That's my take.
Yeah, 8 years, $11.5 million is what Carlson got. Listen,
he's not young anymore.
No, I was talking, I do an NHL show, NHL Breakdown, each week. We talked about this yesterday. This is like a baseball contract. The last half of it, you're going to hate yourself, right? Once he starts to break down, he's not that same player, but yet you're still paying $11.5 million, you're going to hate yourself. You know, think about the Cano deal. He was good for the first third, then he's going to be terrible now. It works out with all these deals where you're Albert Pujols. You go on and on here in baseball. It's the same kind of deal here. Carlson is an elite player, elite offensive defenseman. He's a terrible defender. You know, so really, he has to fit your system as well. And what I wonder about this deal, Cam, is this. Does this mean they can't re-sign Joe Pavelski? Because he's a free agent. You know, you have to wonder this. It all rolls downhill here. You can pay him $11.5 million. You're up against that cap as it is. Is this
very
why
good.
They just traded Justin Braun?
Yeah,
I'm assuming you saw that deal earlier today.
They traded Braun, so that clears $3.8 million. But you're right. They're probably thinking, hey, man, Pavelski, even though he's like a shark, he's been around for a while, maybe somebody else makes a pitch for him. Like, they had to make that deal to clear cap space because I think they overpaid for Carlson. And I got to be honest with you, the playoffs, I know he was hurt, but he's also a guy that has injuries now. His defensive ability is decreasing big time. He's good offensively, but he might be broken down goods. I think this could be actually a disaster for San Jose. That's my take, George. He was hurt in the playoffs, and there's no it's not like he's a kid that's just going to get over it. He's had a lot of wear and tear in his body in the league for a long time. It's overpaying, and you're right. I think at the tail end of it, these guys are going to really regret it, but they had a feeling other teams were going to step up, right? So I have a feeling
somebody would have.
Yeah, and it makes it seem like they might not get all their guys, too. This was San Jose's window this year, in my opinion, and now I think that window's closed. Like, there's a lot of other teams there, George. Like, Vegas should have beat them anyway. You know, you look at the other teams, and the Jets eventually are going to figure it out. I think San Jose had the parts, and I think now it's a day late, dollar short. I'm not sure what you think, but I think their team going to be on the decline.
Well, they got a lot of good young forwards there. Yeah, you know, a lot of guys who've sort of broken out there. So I don't know if they're done, but talk to me about Martin Jones. I mean, you can't have your goaltender being, you know, helter-skelter, Jekyll and Hyde. You don't know what you're going to get game in, game out, series in, series out. So I don't know if I'm sold on him. I think they're still a dangerous team, but you mentioned Winnipeg, Nashville, Vegas is still going to be good, although they have zero
Dallas.
Cap room.
They look like they
Dallas
could be all right.
Up and coming, right? Obviously, St. Louis is the cup champion, so it's a tough conference as a whole. You know, so they do have their, I guess to use the cliche, their work cut out for them. But for me, it always comes down to goaltending. It's first thing I look at is goaltending. And I have some issues there. And I do agree with you about Carlson. He's hurt a lot now. that generally doesn't get better in your 30s. You know, generally it's going to be hurt either more or the same. You're going to miss a lot of games. Personally, listen, I wouldn't have signed him. Nothing. You know, I'm not signing him that. But I wonder this with the Sharks. You know, people forget. You know, everyone thinks the Islanders got screwed last year about not signing, not being able to re-sign Tavares. The Sharks offered more money than the Islanders and the Maple Leafs for Tavares, and he turned them down. So maybe this is a reaction to that. They wanted to make sure they weren't going to lose their top guy, the top guy they had targeted. You know, and I wonder if that's why a little bit of the overpay. But I truly believe also that if it would have been the Sharks, someone was paying them the $92 million. It's just a matter of who.
Yeah. Hughes a lock, George. Get Kiepo Kakko. You know, the draft's coming up there. A lot of people like him. But Jack Hughes, it seems like he's going to be a lock. So that's going to be in your backyard, too. You got Rangers and Devils there. That's pretty cool stuff. We'll get your opinion and a couple best bets of the night. George, we actually went 4-0 in baseball last night. Maybe you got some winners up your sleeve.
I hope so. Last Tuesday with you guys didn't work out well.
It happens. Baseball's up and down. I'm betting less games now, and the good things are happening. So take a quick little break, and we'll have George's best bets of the night, and we'll let him go, and we'll see how Gabe's doing, too. Red Heat Rage Radio coming back right after the break.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
All right, Game Time Decisions, Red Heat Ranger Radio. We back. I am Gabriel Morenzi, George Kurtz with some best bets of the day. The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. Kurtz, what do you got tonight?
All right, guys, I'm gonna go. I hate to do this because the Braves are so hot, where they won 9 out of 10 or something silly like that. And the Mets are falling
apart. Do it.
DeGrom versus Teron, man, that's great. He's only minus 120. Jacob DeGrom's minus 120. I'm going to go Jacob DeGrom tonight. I'm going to do it.
I look at it the opposite, Boston. George. Sorry. I'm just looking. I look at it like, wow, you get the Braves as an underdog.
It's DeGrom. I mean, Teron sucks. He's not very good. And DeGrom has pitched well. The problem is when DeGrom has pitched again, sort of like last year, they're not scoring runs for him again. You know, so that concerns me somewhat. And Mickey Callaway in his press conference yesterday was he's going to be fired soon anyway, but he pretty much went off on the team. It was about time he did. But I just the Mets have to respond. They can't get swept here in Atlanta. I know this is game two, but they can't get swept. Boston minus 115 against Pineda. They've had success against Pineda in the past. I know that was with the Yankees and not Minnesota, but Boston's another team that's hot. Byron Buxton on the IL. He won't play again tonight. So I'm liking Boston on the road minus 115. I'll take there. I'm going to parlay St. Louis and the Dodgers. Once again, St. Louis going up against Miami. It's Flaherty there and Dodgers at Kershaw. I can't see the Giants beating the Dodgers twice here, so I'm going to parlay them. I want to parlay another game as well, but I can't find a partner yet. So I'm still – now I can't remember the team I want to parlay with. Oh, the Cubs. I want to parlay the Cubs. Hamels going – that's the Chicago game. Well, Hamels against the White Sox. No Moncada for the White Sox, but I can't find a partner in that game as of yet to parlay them with. So those are my games tonight.
Big card, George.
ECG.
This is what happens when you're home alone and going to watch all the games.
Kurt. All right, level two coming up. We're going to get into Brooks Koepka never drinking a hot beverage in his life.
What?
Crazy.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
I prefer a cold beverage, but yeah, hot chocolate coffee. Okay, we'll get into Brooks Koepka story after the news. Get ready to move over OBJ. New Orleans Saints prepared to make Michael Thomas the NFL's highest paid receiver. This according to ESPN. Odell Beckham Jr. right now at $18 million. Leads all receivers in the league. Extension talks progressing. and a deal for Thomas should be done by training camp. According to the reports, the Saints could be in a race with their divisional rival Atlanta to extend their top wideouts. The Falcons confident they're going to reach a deal with Julio Jones before camp begins in July as well. Thomas entering the final year of his rookie deal after racking up career highs in yards, 1,405, catches 125, while tying his personal mark for most TDs, 9 in his three-year career. As for Jones, the Falcons reworked Julio's deal last season with the promise of the contract, which has 2 years and $21 million remaining. They want to extend it this year to make him one of the top-paid guys in football as well. The longtime Falcons wideout led the league with 1,677 receiving yards last year. The Raiders, they penned first-round pick Cleveland Farrell to a rookie deal today. The fourth overall pick started in 44 games for Clemson, helping them win two national titles. Over his career, he totaled 166 tackles, including 50 for a loss, 27 sacks, and 5 forced fumbles. Ex-Carolina Panthers running back and XFL star Rod Smart is missing. Police are seeking the help from the public to come forward if they have any information where he is. Detroit Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford, a story coming out today that he played through a broken back last year. If Kawhi Leonard does return to his hometown, Los Angeles, in free agency, he'll likely do it with the Clippers, not the Lakers. This, according to Adrian Wojnarowski there of ESPN. Leonard might not even take a meeting with the Lakers, says in the report. As it stands, the Lakers don't have a max salary spot for a player like Leonard after trading for Anthony Davis. The only way the team can add a max slot is if the New Orleans Pelicans agree to wait until July 30th to make the Davis deal official. Good luck. The Clippers are believed to be prepping a pitch to Leonard, who was the NBA Finals MVP with the Raptors. The Claw becomes a free agent June 30th. Woj adding that Leonard's free agency is a fight between the Toronto Raptors and Clippers. During the past regular season, it was reported that the Clippers sent multiple team employees to Raptor games throughout the season. Sacramento Kings forward Harrison Barnes declining his $25.1 million option for next year, becoming an unrestricted free agent. This according to ESPN. However, Barnes and the Kings are open to exploring a new long-term deal. He averaged over 14 points a game on 45.5% shooting from the floor, including 40.8% from distance in 28 games with Sacktown. Celtics center Al Horford will become a free agent on June 30th after deciding not to pick up the $30.1 million contract option on his final year of his deal. Both sides have shown interest in working out a new contract. Horford, now 33, averaged 13.6 points in 68 games this past season while hitting 30% from behind the arc, the second best mark of his career. Other news, the Atlanta Hawks looking to package the 8th and 10th overall picks to move up in this year's NBA draft. The New York Knicks will host Vanderbilt's Darius Garland for a last-minute workout on Wednesday as the team considers who to select with the number 3 overall pick in the upcoming draft. R.J. Barrett of Duke is projected to go 3rd overall, but the Knicks, hey, they might go in a different direction. The 19-year-old Garland play for Vanderbilt is projected to be drafted between picks 5 and 7. In the NHL, multiple teams fearing the salary cap will be less than $82 million. Vegas, they're in the best situation right now with the most cap space going in at $83.1 million. The San Jose Sharks have traded defenseman Justin Braun to the Flyers for a second-round selection in this year's draft and a third-rounder in 2020. San Jose clearing $3.8 million off the books with the move. They signed Erik Karlsson to a monster deal yesterday. The Tampa Bay Lightning have penned defenseman Braden Colburn to a two-year contract with the average salary of $1.7 million. He spent the last 5 years with the Lightning, putting up 23 points in 74 games, the highest total since joining the club. MLB board, we got 15 games on the board. Me and Gabe will break them all down in the 6 o'clock betting hour. 7:05, though, Tampa and the Yankees. Yankees minus 155, 10, Stanek and half. Giancarlo Stanton returns to the Yankee lineup after being sidelined since April. And Philly and Washington play tonight. Nats minus 69.5, Arrieta and Corbin. Last night's game postponed, and Philly slugger Bryce Harper making his return to Washington with the Phils. Should be a jacked-up atmosphere there. We got college baseball World Series, Louisville and Auburn. The Cardinals up 4-1. We're in a rain delay in the fifth inning now. 7 o'clock, Vanderbilt taking on Mississippi State in the SEC. World Cup of Women's Soccer, Italy and Brazil. Brazil wins 1-0 there, and Australia all over Jamaica today. They win 4-1. I'm Cam Stewart. Stick around, everybody. I'd like to thank George Kurtz for dropping by. And we got Big Man on campus. We'll talk a little NBA draft, some more MLB bets, NHL draft, a whole lot more. So stick around. Hour 2 of Red Heat Rage Radio, hosted by Gabe Morenci, coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, let's roll. Level two, game time decision. At Heath Page, our radio, Fantasy Sports, our radio network. We're done with our conference call. I sent you the links, Cam.
I'm going to take a look at it now.
Yeah, it's a little, I'm seeing it right now. This is the real deal here, bro. Like, I'm basically speaking like after David Stern.
Amazing. Bring your A game.
I'm the moderator. I'm a moderator. And you know what, Cam? I think I might get like a new suit. I've had the same blazer for years.
I'm going to be honest with you. And as a friend, this is what we've talked about before with the monies. You did a good job with the Raptors. You know, it's time to go down. You don't have to go see Mr. Big and Tall. I'm not saying you got to go Calvin Klein, but a nice slick suit. The NBA commissioner's there, Dana White. Hey, you know what I'm saying? I'm the same way, Gabe. I have the same old Calvin Klein pinstripe suit with the sweat stains in the side. Like, I need a new suit. Remember those turkeys that bought me the custom-made suit? I went to pick it up. It was gone. Somebody actually stole my custom suit. So be happy that you actually got something. I remember their excuse. Who took Pam's suit? I thought it was custom. Yeah, well, it's gone. So I didn't
it wouldn't even fit that many people.
Yeah, that's another thing. Why steal a suit for a fat guy? But anyway, he gone. The suit's gone. And I have my Calvin Klein blazer with the pit stain. So as a friend, I implore you, getting a new suit would make you feel good. You probably get a good one. You know, I'm thinking $600-$700 you can roll out in something
sweet. I'm going to be looking. I'm going to be like you. No, I'm going to be like you looking, shopping for ribs, man. I'm looking
for the $499, Ben. Oh, I see.
Keep digging.
keep digging. $399. I don't know.
Well, there's no Moores here. What's the equivalent here? Joseph A. Bank?
Yeah, that's right. Joseph A. Bank is an excellent equivalent to Moops in Canada, Moores.
Joseph.
You're right. Joseph A. Bank is exactly Moores in the United States.
No. I'll do it right, Cam. I'm going to go to Macy's.
That's how you do it. You know what the thing Macy's is? Lisa buys stuff from there. You could still get, like, brand names for, like, cheap. Like, I remember she brought a Calvin Klein dress there. It was a really nice one for, like, $200. So you could do some damage at Macy's. You probably get a nice suit.
I'm not getting a full suit. I'm going to get a blazer.
Oh, a sports coat with a shirt.
I'm going to get a nice sports coat and... Not my wedding, funeral, off the record blazer. Like, it's, you know, it's one thing sitting next to Sam Mitchell on OTR, but I'm sitting in Times Square here, like Dana White, like, look at the speakers, Kev. Look at this place. It looks like Carnegie Hall.
How did this happen?
I'm on the main stage, too.
Great. How did this happen? They just reach out to you and say you want to be, at the conference? We'll talk about this at the other side.
I was supposed to be a guest to talk about sports gaming from a fan perspective and what the future holds. And I went from being a guest to a moderator.
Wow, this is unbelievable. This place looks huge.
All right, let's roll. Game time decision.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Network.
Yeah, I got it now. Holy geez, man. This is nuts. You got Ryan Blaney, Carmelo Anthony, Baron Davis, Jay Williams. Wow. Sue Bird? Yeah, you got a lot of big, some heavy hitters there too. Wow. Digital Media NBA. Yeah, Melissa Brenner. Oh my God. This is you're right. It's you're not screwing around here. This is pretty heavy hitters. This is what we call in the business the A-team. You're not with the D-listers here.
David Stern and Dana White are speaking. You know, they ain't playing around.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's big. That's big.
So here's my here's mine here. If you look at the speakers, Kev, keep scrolling. I'm actually my picture's actually up, like next to the bigwigs.
Okay. Yeah. No, I'm scrolling. I see. So conference. I got awards.
Okay, so you see speakers. You'll see speakers.
Yeah. Let me see here. Yeah. So man, so sorry. I'm scrolling. There's a lot of things going on here. Members, speakers, conference. Let me see here. Conference. Okay. I'll figure this out. Yeah. Speakers. Here we go. 120 speakers. Holy geez. 1,200 attendees, 400 companies, 120 plus speakers, 40 sessions, 30 countries.
Wow.
Okay. Let me see here. Speakers. Yep. Dana White. Yeah. Okay. I got it now. I got the new one. Andrea Kramer. Yep. Let me see. Melissa Brenner. Evan Ingram. Hey, good to see. How you doing? Evan Ingram. How you doing?
Yeah, exactly.
Baker Mayfield's in the other one I was looking at. Yeah, how's your wins total, Baker? Okay, yeah. Whoa, my God. If there's so many people, like when I'm loading it, it's like, and I got like good Wi-Fi too. There's a lot of information in this thing. See, I'm going to the new headshots here. Here we go. 2019. Yeah, so I'm at Dana White, Andrea Kramer, Evan Ingram. Let me see. Barry Jackson.
Scrolling.
Oh, Benny Snell Jr. Okay. Let me see here.
Yeah.
Holy jeez. Yeah, Mike. Oh, my God. Look at all these people. Let me see. Jason George.
Jeff Collins, head coach, Georgia Tech.
Yeah, head coach at Georgia Tech. That's guys like, yeah. Sandra Lopez. Am I there yet? Nope, not there. Zach Weiner. Nope. Yeah, holy jeez. Where are you? There we see. Scroll. This is unbelievable. Like, oh, there you are. You're in between Adam Kaplan and Ryle Entine, Senior Director, Social Media, XFL. And Adam Kaplan. Oh, yeah, from FanDuel. VP and Head of Digital Content, FanDuel Group. Interesting. Oh, God, look at these people. Yeah, Bonnie Bernstein still looks very fresh. She looks very nice. Good for her. Remember Bonnie Bernstein back in the day.
Yeah.
Founder and journalist, Walk Swift Productions. Cool.
My panel, so I'm moderating a panel with Steve Bird, Head of Global Strategies for Sports Radar Data Group. Adam Kaplan, Vice President of Content and Business Operations of FanDuel Group. Keith Watchell, Chief Business Officer, National Hockey League.
And, awesome.
And then me, moderator. Oh, yeah, like, I don't think I can wear, like, my Raptors Kawhi Leonard jersey to this camp. Like, I roll up, hey, guys, what's up? I'm here to moderate.
How about the Raptors? Yeah.
Go Wiener North.
That would be awesome, but no, I'm with you, yeah.
All right, so that's next Tuesday. We'll figure this out. I should be done after and be able to do the show.
Whatever works, dude, whatever. You know me, I'm
I like this, Kev. Look at this.
I'm easy.
Opening, because I speak at like 3 o'clock, 2:30, 3 o'clock or something. Opening night party. Join us at Complex Media, just a few blocks from the Time Center for a night of networking, celebration, and drinks on us. This year's opening event is only open to conference attendees. Secure your invitation now.
Drink beer that night.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it'd be...
I got to be honest with you.
I'm not sure if anything cool good could come of this. Like,
no, that's the thing.
I get drunk, I'm going to see Adam Silver. Hey, Silver, Ed Malloy effing sucks as a referee. I just want you to know that. Like, yeah,
we need to have a talk with Malloy. We really like the new guy, Dane. He's good. Yeah. You give him your list of NBA guys, pros and cons.
Hey, Silver. Yeah, like, that's all I need. Like, yeah, imagine, like, I'm speaking. Yeah, hello, Mr. Batman. Like,
what's going on? I really like what you've done. I really like what you've done with the gambling, Gary. Gary, oh, thank you. Thank you very much, Gabe.
Yeah, I like Gabe. Like, yeah.
Should be a lot of
drink beer, Gabe. Don't drink. Don't
no, like, no, yeah. No, as a friend, you know what I mean? Keep it kind of like we did at the Raptor game that night. You know what I mean? We did our show. It was good. A couple beers. You loosen the mood. It's just no fruit drinks till you get out
after
of here. Like if Evan Ingram says, hey, you guys want to go down to a bar and stuff and you want to rip it up, and you say, sure. But while you're there at the conference, you take it easy. God, I love these guys. These people use my backyard as their – I have to have a little chat with my neighbors. I got to be honest. It's just every day I'm doing the show, just people just like marching right by my window. It's like it's getting annoying, to be honest with you. Like imagine a horse coming by and just shitting on your lawn and then just leaving like – You know, they're bringing all sorts of crazy stuff. I need security, Morenci. It's
you say I'm a friend. Dollies all the time. He's rolling dollies through.
No, it's like
yard.
Oh yeah, they're rolling like recycling bins and stuff. Like me and you were talking. It's like I don't do that to your backyard. Why is my backyard the path for the building? You know what I mean? Like somebody already stole my hibachi, the one with the charcoal. Like, you know, I had two of them. I got one of them still, but it's only worth about $40. But I wasn't gonna nail that one down. Anyway, that conference looks pretty cool. It looks really cool. So Tuesday afternoon, is it next week? Oh, yeah, it's next week because it's June 18th right now. It said the 25th. Yeah, so it's like a week today. A week today.
So is it next Tuesday. Yeah, like today. I thought it was next Thursday, so next Tuesday.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. If you want to miss the show or whatever, take something that day. Well, I don't know what time you're going to be done at.
Well, Tuesdays is Kurt's day anyway, so I speak I speak at like 2:40 or something like that.
Uh-huh.
But when you're at
uh-huh.
something like this, I should like try to network and meet someone.
I agree.
Get something. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
I agree. You got to do what you got to do. We'll figure something out. I'll talk
to
Cardano.
You
know, I'm doing a lot of things in the afternoon too. So we'll, just have fun, man. Do your thing. And if it leads to something else, like say some guy from like FanDuel and whatever invites you out afterwards, you got to go. This is a huge conference. This is not like the stuff me and you, we used to do banquets, Gabe, for like a veal parm and stuff. Like, you know what I mean? With one guy from like baseball. Hey, how you doing? Like,
have a thing, Cam. It's good timing for me because I speak at 2:40 and then boom, right after at 3:30, they shut it down for an hour for networking.
Nice.
So basically everyone in the room there, and as you stated, I don't know, for me, hopefully I just get other gigs. Hey, you did a good job moderating, we'll pay you to moderate our event now or whatever, right?
Exactly, that would be great.
Yeah, I want to get into the moderating business.
Better than the horse guys. Hey Cam, you want to drive 6 hours and try to get people HPI cards? Yeah, it sounds like a good Saturday night. Sure, 6 hour drive up to Montreal or Ottawa.
Own producer, buddy.
He's got you. Back to live action. Back to live moderating.
Back to live action. Back to live moderating. Let's get it.
Back to live moderating, fellas.
Back to live moderating.
Gabe about to go Hollywood on us, Cam.
And I even like the company. I'm going to start the company. Morenci's moderator.com. Yeah, Morenci's moderating.
Morenci's
moderating.
Sounds good.
Exactly.
That sounds good. Now, don't worry, Yang. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. The better he gets his name out there, it's good for everybody at the network. That's the way you got to look at it, buddy.
Yeah, buddy. One win, we all win, buddy.
All right. So I said earlier, did you hear about this, Cam? So Koepka did an interview over the weekend.
Yeah.
And I don't know how it came up or why it came up, but he said that he's never had a hot beverage in his life.
Wow.
Like, Brooks Koepka has never drank a coffee in his life.
Hot chocolate? Nothing.
Never a hot chocolate. Like, they asked, tea? He's like, no. And they're like, you've never had a hot chocolate? He's like, I've never had a hot chocolate. And they're like, why don't you drink hot beverages? He goes, because I'm from Florida. Yeah, that doesn't make sense. Like, people drink coffee in Florida.
Yeah, so, they do.
I don't drink coffee, though.
No, you don't.
I don't drink coffee. So I asked.
You don't drink a lot of hot drinks.
I don't drink tea either. I asked people on Twitter today, what's the most, like, common food that you've never had or, like, you've had once, like, as a kid, you've never, ever touched ever again? Somebody answers are gold. We got some weird people out there.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
I was saying people, I don't eat liver. They've been down this before. We're not talking about, like, what grosses you out. Like, it's sort of something that's like, really common. You know what I mean? Like, common. You know, like we said, like, it blew people's minds when they found out that Heath Shuler had never had a beer or a soda in his life. Yeah. And like I said, it didn't make him a better quarterback.
Yeah, he should have drank 10 Pepsis a day.
Yeah, Charles Barkley drank, like, 22 Cokes a day at one point. Hell of a basketball player.
Yep, see? Probably on the verge of diabetes right now, but
now listen,
not during his Auburn days.
Mm-hmm. Cam, you've known me. You and I have known each other for about 15 years.
Yep.
Have you ever seen me drink a coffee?
Never. Not once. When you're hungover, your drink of choice is Gatorade. You just started drinking water the last couple of years, so the answer is no. You've never had a coffee before.
You ever
I
seen
drink
me have a
shitload.
Tea?
Nah, tea's pretty good for you, though. But I've never seen you have one.
I have had teas.
I'm gonna tell you a story.
I don't drink tea. Like, but I've had one. But the last coffee I've had, Cam, was in 1982.
Are you serious? 1982?
Yeah.
Oh my God!
I remember it vividly. Like, people are like, yeah, I've had one cup of coffee in my life. In 1982, I went to, like, I drank all night. I did a bunch of acid stuff and. I don't know, man. I think I told my parents I was going on a field trip or something, and I really just got wasted for 4 days. And I remember, like, before I went home, I was like, my buddy told me, yeah, we'll go to this breakfast place and, you know, drink some coffee, and it'll sober us up. I remember I was like, oh, God. And I put so much sugar in it, Cam.
Sure. Oh, yeah, for sure.
I don't even like coffee crisp. Like, dude, I bought ice cream a couple of months ago. And I accidentally, it had, like, coffee swirl type crap in it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I couldn't eat it. I threw it out, Ken. I threw it out. Like, I was like, I'm not eating. No, I threw it out. I could, like, I tried. I was like, just suck it up, man. Like, I was like, oh,
it's
this
flavor.
Coffee. Like,
the flavor.
Ugh. I don't mind coffee crisp. It's okay, the chocolate bar. But even that, like.
Not your favorite.
So I'm with Brooks Koepka. I do like hot chocolate, though.
It's delicious. There's not anything I don't like. Actually, I don't. For me,
what,
I'm
trying
to think of the one thing that I've had once.
You, like I said, you don't eat a lot of cake and, like, sweets and stuff. Like, there's got to be something you don't like. And I'm not talking gross, but, like, something you're like, no. I never eat that. Like, you know?
The only thing I've had once in my life and never bought again is black licorice. I hate that shit. I think it's horrible. Like, if somebody gave me a piece, like, and forced me to eat, I'll eat it, but I'll never purchase it. Like, Lisa buys licorice. I think licorice is for losers. I think it's the worst snack going. It stinks. Who likes licorice? Like, there's so many other things you can get. You know, Gabe?
I can,
like,
blow
a nice
your
chocolate
pipe,
bar. Yeah.
You know when the last hot dog I had?
Yeah, probably. I mean, see some street meat. Thinking about maybe 6 years ago?
1977.
1977? So what were you, like, 7 years old?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I had a hot dog at a summer camp.
You don't like hot dogs?
I've never eaten a hot dog in my life, like, adult life, no.
How about street sausage?
Ever.
Like those street meats?
No.
Sausage? No.
I ate a gyro from the street in New York here the other day. It was very good.
I love gyros. How was that? I bet it was
New York
delicious.
Gyro. Oh, it was great.
Oh, yeah, they're fantastic. Oh, the sauce. You can't beat a gyro, you know, all day.
Al's got a good gyro, buddy. I used to eat
chicken.
Oh,
I used to eat chicken. I don't eat chicken no more, but I had a string bean sandwich.
Oh, yeah. String you got to take me, Yang.
Whoa, Yang. Yeah, you had a string bean sandwich?
Absolutely, man.
You've been doing a good job recently.
I just took two slices of bread, threw the string beans in there with some little butter, a little garlic and stuff.
What's the deal? You already don't eat pork, so you didn't eat pork. What about beef? You eat beef?
No, I don't eat beef no more, buddy.
Chicken.
No more beef.
You got
no more
vegetarian.
I eat fish.
You're a Yangitarian.
Yeah, I eat fish, but, like, not shellfish.
So you eat, like, tilapia, orange rub.
No, I don't eat tilapia. Hey, I don't eat
tilapia. Tilapia is too ghetto, man.
Hey, listen, I went to this fish restaurant, right? And I ordered some red snapper, right? So I'm about, you know, I'm excited. I'm about to order some red snapper, about to eat it for the first time. They brought the whole fish with the eyes still in it, the head still attached to it. I couldn't eat that thing,
that's
man. I was like, what the hell is this,
man? You got to tell them head off.
Yeah, I would camp. I was in Portugal, and people are telling me, oh, it's great. It's right out of the ocean. It's the best. And it was the best salmon I ever had. But, like Yang stated, bro, there were a couple of times, man, where they just slapped, like, the fish on the table, Yang. And, like,
it was
almost still moving. Yeah, it's staring at me. And they're like, just chop off the head. And I'm like, dude, man, like, I'm used to, like, grandma's filet of sole, breaded, lemon.
Oh, nice.
Stuff.
One of my friends reached over and like
it's
grabbed
all
the
eyes in it and stuff like, you know, it's like I don't know how to do this. Like,
one of my friends reached over and like grabbed the eyeballs and it was eating the eyeballs, man. I was disgusted, dude. I was like, oh
yeah, people do that stuff. Listen to this one. So I used to have a Portuguese tenant, Yang, so he makes this chili. So he puts in the chicken, the chickpeas, all that stuff, and there's some dark stuff in there. I'm gobbling it down, blah, 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 blah. You know, Gabe knows me. I just eat everything, right? They were friggin' like chicken hearts. I'm like, oh, God. Like, you know what I mean? I wish he like, didn't tell me. He's like, whoa. He goes, Cam, most white people don't eat the chicken hearts. I'm like, well, I probably wouldn't if you told me. Anyway, they're gone now.
Yeah, I'm about to be super vegan. I'm about to be super vegan, man. I'm about to stop eating animal crackers, too.
What's up, Yang? You're going super vegan.
Sole's good. Sole's a good fish. Nice little lemon on top. Red snapper's delicious.
Brooks in the chat says never had a poutine in his life.
Never had a poutine? Come on.
Never had a poutine. We've had some good. Our boy Scott says that the same thing, that he doesn't like gravy. We've had some we've had a lot of people that said they've never had a Big Mac in their life, and I don't eat Big Macs either.
I love Big Macs. That sauce, come on now. That's a great burger. I prefer the quarter pounder. I like a
McChicken.
We got
people, onion. Yeah, but see, onions isn't, you know, people are, you don't like vegetables. A lot of people don't like vegetables, you know?
Yeah. If you tell me you don't like radishes, like, I'm like, big deal. Like, you know what I mean? I don't go buy radishes.
Johnny Detroit had a good answer. He's like, he says that he's never had a strawberry milkshake in his life.
Oh, they're so delicious.
He's
so
like
nice.
Strawberry is just a cheap cherry.
You're missing out, man. You really got to go. All milkshakes are good.
All right, so this is what I'm talking about. Like, we want bizarre type of stuff. Like me never having a hot dog or coffee. That's just like, wow, really? Like,
yeah, that's again. That's like I have that every day.
Mm-hmm. All right, this guy, Raptor fan, Al Mack, his girlfriend has never had any type of noodle or pasta in her life, never eaten a hot dog in her life, never eaten chicken in her life, never eaten rice in her life, never tried soup in her life, has never, ever eaten seafood in her life.
That's a lot of items. I don't know. What's she doing? Bread? Toast? Jeez, man. That's a lot of stuff. Soup? Everyone's had a soup. And then again, you don't like the hot things. You like soup, though. You like a hot soup, don't you?
Here's the other one, lobster. Like Ranieri was saying, I asked Ranieri, and he said lobster. Like Joe doesn't eat lobster.
I love lobster.
This guy says he's never had ketchup.
Huh, interesting.
There's some lot of sushi. People are like, I've never had sushi. I've never had sushi either.
Sushi's good. Sushi's good.
I've never tried
bad.
Sushi.
I don't think you'll like it. I'm going to be honest with you, Gabe. You won't like it.
I've never had oysters.
Everything you don't like, you will not like oysters because they're slimy and you don't like that.
Oh, God.
So pass on that. I love oysters.
I've never had an oyster in my life.
I lived
in the Palace Station Hotel camp, which is known for that oyster bar. Like, that's like the one thing they're known for. You know, it's like people wait in line for hours for that oyster bar.
I did.
You did, huh? Yeah, I could see you and Lisa like being an oyster pie. I could see you too.
Oh, there. Big time. She eats oysters, but I plow them. I plow them. Buck a shuck.
Oh, here. How about this? See, this is a good one. This one's good. This guy, Adam D, he's never had a Twinkie before.
Interesting. Twinkie. They don't make them any. Oh, actually, Do they make them anymore? I thought making them.
Yeah, Stacy's offended that I never had lobster. I don't eat lobster.
Oh, it's delicious.
He goes, the red lobster slow-mo dunk into the melted butter never tempted you. You're missing out.
I'm actually going to Red Lobster on Thursday. I told you, they got a great dinner for two special right now.
So here, Bob Sacamano on Twitter. This is a good one. He's never eaten a peanut butter or jelly sandwich in his life, and he's not allergic to them.
Huh.
Never in his life has had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. See, that's what I'm talking about. Like, the common type of foods. It's like saying, yeah, I've never had an egg.
It's crazy.
Steve Rapp says that he's never tried guacamole or avocado before in his life.
See, I'm going to surprise you, Gabe. That's one thing. I'm not a huge fan of that stuff. Like, that's the one thing that you think I'd like because I'm a carburetor. I don't ask for guacamole or it's like I'll eat it, but I don't enjoy it. Like, people are like, ooh, guac, it's so good. Like, I don't buy avocados. Like, it's the texture of it. It's kind of not my thing.
But I've noticed
the oysters down my throat.
We've read a lot of people and said, too, that they've never had an energy drink before. Guys that never had a Red Bull.
Great with vodka.
I want to know if there's someone out there that's never had pizza.
That'd be pretty crazy.
This guy says he's never had a raisin in his life.
I don't like, raisins suck. That's a loser snack, too. Licorice.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
All right, game time decision. Jay Slick says he's never had a Brussels sprout. Yeah, I've never had a Brussels sprout.
Yeah, see, that's obvious, though. Got to be something different.
I just tweeted out a picture. Kawhi Leonard, thanks, Pete, our resident informer. Pete sends us a lot of breaking news stories on Twitter. He's on top of the stuff during the show. Stuff that he knows we like. And Kawhi Leonard has arrived, Cam. Vegas Light. He's Niagara Falls right now.
Oh, he's in Niagara Falls.
And he's, there's all these like people, like old ladies around him. Oh my, hello, Kawhi. Like, people are like shocked. Like, I'd be shocked. Imagine like you're standing and you're looking at the falls. It's a sunny day there too. And, like, people are coming up to Kawhi Leonard and stuff. He's not mobbed by fans, but it's like there's like, you know, a bunch of old white ladies around him and stuff. Like,
right.
Oh,
and like it's like the driver. Hey, hey.
Yeah, hey.
Right. It's a great pick. Tourist.
So, Kawhi Leonard's, you know, he's like filming the waterfalls right now. Another sign that I don't know if he was leaving the area. He's probably not going to Niagara Falls. Or maybe he's like, oh, I got to see the falls before I go. But he's staying. All right. Let's bring in Mike Cardano now. Who I hope was going to be coming with me next week to this this thing. We're going to need some support, Mike. Big speaking engagement next week with the big shots. I think it's going to cost me money. I think I might even have to get a new suit. What's up, Cardano?
I thought I was calling the Food Channel.
Well, we're talking about Brooks Koepka. There was a sports theme to this, Mike. There was a sports theme to this. Brooks Koepka has never had a hot beverage in his life, Mike. Like, he's never had a coffee. He's never had a tea. He's never had a hot chocolate before. And we've started on things that, you know, common foods, but not like liver or, you know, nobody likes spinach. Like, yeah. Bob's in the chat saying he doesn't like spinach. Like, no one likes spinach, yeah. Bob. But, like, you know. Common things like I haven't had a hot dog, Mike, since 1977.
Well, is he crediting his good play with not having hot beverages? How'd that question come about?
No, he's not questioning. It's a good question how the question came about. I don't know how the question came about.
That's a good point.
I mean, Bob, is he the fact that he's a good golfer?
No, I don't know. People are probably, he's like a robot. So people are trying to see, like, do you eat human food? You know what I mean? So, all right, Brooks Koepka didn't blow away the field. Okay, here it is. After the round the other day, Koepka was reportedly offered a coffee from Fox Sports' Joel Klatt and used the moment to drop a stunning revelation. He said, I don't drink coffee. I've never had a coffee in my life. And Joel Klatt was like, what? And he goes, yeah, I've never had a tea in my life. I've never had a hot chocolate. He goes, I don't drink hot beverages. He goes, growing up in Florida, man, you're not going to drink coffee. I don't drink coffee in the morning. I don't drink anything.
Well, I'll tell you this. I drink coffee, and I suck at golf. So maybe there is something to that.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, the Brooks Koepka, I'm not sure he's human, Cam.
He walks around. He's got the same look, same expression. He's a cyborg. But any guy that's finished U.S. Open win second, pretty damn good. Like, no, this guy's a machine. And that's the difference between him and those other guys, like Little Ricky and stuff with their hot girlfriends and partying. Brooks Koepka, he's got that too. He's just got a killer instinct that these guys don't have, Gabe. You know what I mean? You ever notice too, like all these other guys hangs out in their cliques and their gangs and whatever. He still knows everybody and gets respect from them, but I just think he's kind of a loner. I think he does his own thing and he doesn't care what anybody thinks.
We've got Chris Paul wants out of Houston.
Of course he
does. Called this,
yeah, good
called luck. Called this couple of weeks.
How's,
I don't know why
the contract?
Like this.
Who wants the contract? Nobody.
Yeah, and you know what, Mike? When the show started, it was actually it was sunny out. It was rainy. It was sunny. And I was actually like, oh, you know what? I'm going to try to get the alternative because it seems to rain all the freaking time. But now we're in the dark here. But, hey, it is what it is.
Yeah, I'm in my car here. I feel like I need an arc. It's
Yeah, like I swear to God, like an hour ago, Kurtz was on with us, and he said it was pouring in Long Island. And I said, nah, it's sunny. It's not sunny here, but it was bright here. And no, not anymore, man. Now heavy rains here. So yeah, drive safe, Mike. And yeah, don't worry, we're getting to the NBA draft as well. And don't worry, we have a full 3-hour special tomorrow. NHL draft 2019.
Oh Jesus Christ! But no, listen, do me a favor. No more Kawhi. I'm have Kawhi overload here. How long? Like how many days after he won the championship? Do we have to talk about Kawhi?
Until he signs. He is the most sought-after free agent in the NBA, right? I hear what you're saying, though. But, no, I told Cam yesterday, we've dropped the Raptor stuff. Like, we're not – it's like –
all news.
I'm not, today, like, you got to move on. It's the day after the parade now, Mike, right? But Kawhi Leonard is relevant only because he is a free agent still.
Yeah, but can't we just wait until he signs and then talk about him then?
Well, are we going to wait until the Super Bowl to talk about who's going to win the Super Bowl?
Well, it's not a game. It's not a contest. He's just got to sign a piece of paper.
Yeah. We'll add Mike to the Toronto Raptor haters.
No.
We got to
play the story that if Waj is dropping the bombs there about Clippers versus Raptors to sign him, it's a news story, right? I got to put it in my update, Gabe. I'm sorry. I got to put my foot down.
Listen,
I told you, I became through the process as a Raptors fan. I told you, I thought that national anthem thing they did with the whole crowd singing, that was one of the best things I've seen. I wanted to cry. But, I mean, they played, they won, they got the trophy, they celebrated, couple shot, and now we're going to wait for the draft.
All right, so we got a good tweet here. This is a good one. I was talking earlier, Mike, so you saw the list of speakers next week here. Very distinguished group.
Yeah, you got to pick up your game a little bit.
And me. Well, my game's fine. But my wardrobe, yeah, so exactly. So it's good. Here, Pete asked on Twitter, he said, I'm sure Mike Cardano and the network's going to expense a new suit for that speaking engagement next week.
Ooh, suits. Nice.
I will personally buy you a new razor to shave your head. Make sure you clean.
A razor. I'll take it. Razors are expensive. Yeah. Maybe I got to go to that that store camp. Untuck. You've seen that guy?
Oh yeah, Untuck. Yeah, the shirt. Untuck. Yeah. Perfectly made shirts. Yeah, hey, don't hang.
If anybody wants to watch a great video of you public speaking, they could watch the video of you speaking in Costa Rica, where you're just sweating profusely through your clothes.
Oh, it's awesome. You thought I sweat a lot, man. He's a rainforest. That was great.
I was dying in Costa Rica that day.
It was hot.
I was all right in Vegas.
I was dying watching you.
It was air conditioned.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, I was. And I needed a freaking towel up there, man. All right, Mike.
All right, listen. If we can. Way, shape, or form, if we can, at some point.
What's that, Mike? Drop the Kawhi. You cut out for a second. There.
No, I said if we can get to something sports related, maybe at some point before 7, maybe we could do that.
Oh, we got our NBA draft preview coming up soon here.
We got baseball bets coming through the game, Mike. We'll go through
Brooks Koepka, number one, is sport. Kawhi Leonard is sports. You just don't like the sports we're talking about. And try being on 3 hours a day or 6 hours a day in the middle of the summer. You end up talking about Brooks Koepka.
I get hungry. He just makes me hungry. He's always talking about food. I get hungry.
We make everyone hungry.
That's true. Hey, it's good, though. Food's good. You're going to go home and have a nice dinner after the monsoon.
I think
monsoon. I'm going
to eat spaghetti. Have spaghetti tonight, I think.
Yeah, spaghetti and meatballs sounds like a winner. I'm with you.
Michael's. All right, Mike. Thanks, Mike.
All right, Gabe.
Have a good one, Mike.
Go have a shrimp cocktail, Gabe.
Right. That's right, shrimp cocktail. What? There's no
I don't have those either. No. I don't do that either.
That was the best. He thought it up. It was a drink. Oh man, that was awesome. Carmelo calls when we're talking about food a lot. I love talking about food, but it gets me hungry. I'm not gonna lie. It gets me fired up.
People in the chat are saying Cardano hates Canada. Like he hates hockey, he hates Kawhi Leonard.
That's not true.
No, he was very supportive of the Raptors. But no, Kawhi Leonard is going to be a story, but now the new story is it's not really a story. We knew this was going to happen. And another thing is, too, I see all people, oh, this is bad for the Houston Rockets. It hasn't worked for the Houston Rockets.
I'm with you. They got to do something. They got to get rid of it.
Chris Paul and Harden. How many times, like Chris Paul and Harden trying to win an NBA championship, it's like me and Cam betting teasers. We don't learn our lesson. They've done it.
True.
It didn't work. You know what I mean? It's like the Rockets need to shake things up anyways, and you're not going to win. Chris Paul is smart enough to know that you're not going to win playing the type of defense that James Harden plays. Chris Paul to the Lakers makes sense. You know, they can get their point guard in there. You'd have Davis. You'd have LeBron. You'd have Chris Paul. You know, it would make sense, but Houston's not going to do that. Because they don't want to make the Lakers strong. Man, I doubt they would do that, but the NBA is going to get crazy over the next couple of weeks. We're moving in on this right now. And me personally, I don't care about all these other teams. I'm just worried about Kawhi Leonard. I just want to get this deal done so we can move on and really enjoy the championship.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. You see the Knicks story there, Gabe, too. They're working out the kid, the 19-year-old from Vanderbilt. I still believe, you know, probably going to happen that Barrett is going to go third, but a lot of people are saying because he's younger, it's going to be interesting. So they're going to be working him out late. A lot of things are going to happen. You're going to see some trades, some movement. The Atlanta Hawks talking about too with the 8th and 10th pick maybe getting into the mix, moving up there. So it's going to be a very, very interesting NBA draft.
Bradley Beal. It looks like the Wizards are finally potentially going to break this thing up, and they're another team that has to as well.
I agree 100%.
If you're not the winning, Wizards. John Wall's going to be out again this year. So John Wall's out, and you're going to have Bradley Beal. You're not going to win. You might as well just start over, guys. So what? You're going to make Bradley Beal run around out there and score 30 points a night and win 30 games? Right? Like, you're not going to win. You might as well stockpile. So the word is, at least, you know, there's a lot of rumors out here now, but it does make sense, is that the Pelicans are going to flip Brandon Ingram already, Cam. So they'll trade Brandon Ingram to the Wizards for Bradley Beal and the 4th pick. So the Pelicans will give up that 4th pick. They already had the first
pick. I'm going to tell you, I really like what the Pelicans are sitting on. I know a lot of the time draft picks don't equate players, but they have
so
much. I would do.
I agree, because you don't need two new guys. You already have Zion. You've got Lonzo Ball. You got Drew Holiday. You've got some guys. You need sort of a vet shooter now, and Bradley Beal would be perfect, right? Boom. You get Bradley Beal bombing threes. Or you go the route, you know, they get Duke Light here, where they go, they get Zion and they get Barrett, if Barrett falls to four, which Barrett could. Now, listen, I would stay away from this Garland kid for a couple of reasons. Number one, I think he played like six games or something. All right? The kid never freaking played. Number two, he's represented by LeBron and Rich Paul.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah, so what, you draft him, and how long till they, oh, I want to be in L.A. Eh, eh.
Yeah,
I'd stay away from these guys. They're trouble. They're trouble. I don't want any part of them. I'd go R.J. Barrett. R.J. Barrett's going to be an NBA star. Let's say star. Superstar star.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
The news right now, I don't know, it's breaking news, I guess it's public. I actually talked about this on this show a couple of weeks ago, if you remember. You know, like I said, I live and breathe the NBA, man. So I knew after the Rockets got eliminated, it came out in Houston, and like there were grumblings from the Houston media there that Harden and Paul Camp got into a fight. Like it was like nasty type stuff, for real. It wasn't just like, you know, heat of the moment. It was like it went lingered through the series. And I guess like before game five, they nearly came to blows. And then after the series, like basically like the cops and everyone had to come. Like they had to get them out of the building in different areas. And Chris Paul gets into it with everyone, though. And
he does.
He's a competitor.
Don't let his little State Farm stuff fool you.
No, like, it's amazing.
A lot of guys
that
complain about him.
It's amazing that he's some Mr. like, goody two shoes in his State Farm ad when he's like the biggest dick in the NBA. Like, he's probably the most disliked guy. Like, remember, look, the guy was on the Clippers forever. When he went back, Cam, they got into a brawl. Like, they remember, like, he snuck in the Clippers room through a back door and was like, he knew how to get in. They had to lock the door. The cops had to come. And it was the same thing. I guess Chris Paul told, like, Harden, I'm going to F and get you. Like, I'll kill you type stuff. Like, and if they, I think Chris Paul basically like was exploding. The dude, you don't get back on defense, and I'm effing tired of it. And it just, it kept going and going and going. And then it was like, I'm not going to play with you again. I'm out. So now it's real. I guess the Rockets tried to calm it down over the last couple of weeks, and whatever though, you weren't winning with Harden and Chris Paul anyways. You need to break it up anyway. So
Gabe, we're not, you know, we didn't go to Harvard or anything, but I can tell you one thing. When you look at the money that Chris Paul's paid, good luck. Whatever team wants him is going to have to eat a big chunk of that contract.
Like,
he is. Oh, listen to this. I'm just writing the story right now. Yeah, the guy's owed like 70-something million dollars. Like, yeah, sorry. $79 million over the next couple seasons with a $44 million player option. Get bent. That's crazy. That's not happening.
Wow.
Eat it.
Wow. Things are getting interesting.
He's impossible to get rid of unless they eat salary.
He's going to have to take a pay cut.
Yeah, a big
one. Go play for the Golden State Warriors. Chris Paul to the Warriors. Jeez.